This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk to the cheapskates listening. Mm-hmm. The frugal ones. Mm-hmm. The people, we want to hear the cheapest person. Like, it can be you or you can rat out your family. Like, what's the cheapest thing you've ever seen? Like, I've told this before, but I just have to say it. And I don't want to say the name of the family because I've said it before and they've actually texted and they were mad. Hmm. I went and had lunch with a friend when I was a kid. You invited over to their house or whatever. And I actually had to spend the night for some reason. My parents were doing something. So we're like, stay with these guys. So we have lunch and they had napkins on the, like paper napkins on the table, which was awesome. And then once lunch was done, they handed me a pen and I was like, and like, write your name on your napkin.
Oh, like that's like, your napkin for the
yeah.
whole and I time was like, you're here.
Yeah, but I used that. Like there was
yeah, warned me ahead of time,
right? Because I used it like I'm like there was a little peanut butter on my face, and I would have just gone and shoved it in my mouth, but I was like no, like I wiped it off. So this napkin was vile, and I had to use that for dinner.
No.
Like that's just. Who?
For the remainder of your stay.
Yes.
You
but was it out of necessity or was it?
Listen, my family did not have a ton of money, but napkins were disposable for God's sake. Okay. We washed Ziploc bags, but a napkin?
I was going to ask, why have paper napkins then instead of fabric ones that you can rewash?
I don't know.
Huh. Interesting.
I almost want to name the family because they're just.
Not if they're going to be mad.
No,
yeah,
they're gonna be
you don't
mad.
Need to.
They might all be dead by now.
No. Oh my gosh.
This is the parents' fault. They're probably dead. Anyway, that's just okay. I'll stop talking. Does anybody want to?
Well, speaking of dead people, my grandma.
Oh boy!
Wow.
Grandmas are always the cheapskates because they grew up like in the Depression or something or whatever.
Grandma Flo, she loved a Cosmo. She's the best. But she would I just spit everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Like the drink.
Save it for later.
I sure will. She would at Christmas. We would always get like all these little makeup things. And it was so exciting because we were young girls until we got to the age that we realized that she was throughout the year getting the samples from Macy's and saving them.
Mm.
And then, but they gave us other gifts. It's not like this, but it was, she couldn't fathom not using them or not gifting them. So she would like put them off on us because
you would get gifted a sampler pack kind of thing.
Oh yeah. All like eyeshadows,
little hotel
lipsticks.
Shampoos.
Yeah. And she was the best. She would wear velour sweatsuits and give us the samples. Yeah. Grandma Flo was a force to be reckoned with.
There's one that was on Reddit that I don't know. If I read it, I'm going to barf. If T-Eck reads it, he's definitely going to barf.
Are you talking about the milk?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd save the excessive milk from my cereal in the morning to be used the next day. And maybe the next. Also, who's not drinking the milk out of the bottom of the bowl?
My kids don't drink it. They're communists. I don't know what's wrong with my kids. They're like, oh, we're all done with our cereal. Dump. And I'm like, I will hurt people you care about. It's such a crazy thing. But it's crazier.
to put it back in the carton.
God, tell me they didn't put it back in the carton.
I don't know.
It
I don't
says
know.
They would save it.
Maybe you don't put it back in the carton,
maybe in its
though.
Own little cup.
Yeah.
Either
or
way,
leave it in the bowl. Put the bowl back in the... And then you pull it out?
That's just like a bacteria cesspool. Yeah.
Even if you put saran wrap or whatever over the top
doesn't
of the
matter.
Bowl, hatches not well.
I can't chew cereal, period. It's like a weird thing with me, let alone...
Did you used cereal milk?
Oh, man. And if you use it on more than one kind of cereal, you know what I mean?
Right, like Fruit Loops and then into like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. What
both,
would that milk
both
be?
Both pretty seepy kind of cereals.
Oh, man.
We get it. We get it.
I wonder if it gets chunky.
Probably.
I'm just trying to mess with Hack now. Yeah.
All right. If you have something that you were super cheap about or you just want to talk about Granny, we'd love to hear your cheapskate story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
You still thinking about that cereal?
No, I have another one that Tiek will probably leave the room for.
What? What?
A lot of the movie theaters, Aaron will probably know this, like AMC, if you buy the big bucket
of popcorn,
you get free refills.
Yeah.
Yep. So there was friends of ours who we'd go to the movie theater and the dad's job was to go straight to the theater and get in the trash can.
No.
Oh, yeah. And find one of the big buckets and then walk up to the counter and go, I'll take my refill.
I mean, that bucket of popcorn is like $22.
I know. And it's diabolical. But somebody's hands have been calories. In that bucket. Mm-hmm. And also, it was in the trash can.
Yeah, the hands don't bother me because the hands touched the popcorn. And then the popcorn
they're
is
still
empty.
Scraping the knuckle scrape on the side. It's still...
Oh, I forgot. Like, boys are disgusting.
Yeah, big hairy knuckle grabbing in there.
It's no worse than grabbing a door handle.
Dude, you're kind of right.
I'd be fine with it.
Aaron's actually...
Are you being serious? Then why don't you just...
It's no grosser than grabbing that door handle.
It's considerably grosser. No. That door handle's not been in the trash can.
No, but nor how many somebody... people use it? And think about those people.
You know, I am. Yeah, I am. Think, and I'll probably be stuck in here till one of you opens the door. But like... This is a sense memory for me, but my ex-wife, when she eats popcorn or chips, she puts her hand in her mouth. She goes like, and her tongue touches her fingers every single time. And I don't think that's an exclusive her thing. I think there are people who just lick
but
their
again,
fingers.
But again, that's going
and like,
to the popcorn. It's not like they're running their hands
but still,
around.
It's touching. Mm. It's touching. Okay. But I mean, then why wouldn't you do it with drinks? But, why wouldn't you like go, hey, free refills, you're at Wendy's, just walk right in and go, oh, I'm going to grab that cup out of the trash.
Backwash.
When you empty it, you rinse it out and then fill it up. Okay. I don't see a problem.
Sounds like you've done it before. Yeah,
I haven't.
The other one that I will admit to, I don't do it anymore, but I did it for a long time. Like you can buy Gordon's or whatever really cheap vodka. In the bottle that like will bounce, you know, like the plastic bottle or whatever. But then you have friends with expensive tastes, but they pretend they have expensive tastes, but like, so you just buy one bottle of Grey Goose.
No.
Once the Grey Goose is gone.
No.
You know you can taste that bouncy vodka.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because you go,
I agree with you, but like the friends I'm talking about are like, all have a screwdriver and I'm like, you're not using... expensive vodka and adding orange juice to it because you can't tell. You can drink pee water with orange juice and like...
In no world am I just drinking vodka.
No, but I'm saying... God. No, but if you're making a fancy martini with just a little bit of olive juice, you're going to be able to tell it's coming from a plastic bottle. But my friend's like, man, Goose is just so much better. It's like, You're drinking Ghiblis or some weird off-brand. I don't care.
Svedka raspberry flavor will always bring me back to a dark place. Anyway.
Okay. Well, if you're a cheapskate or you want to rat one out, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about cheapskates. And I don't know that I've ever seen Tiek as close to barfing as he was with the used cereal milk.
Yeah.
Because you don't even want regular cereal. Like,
no.
Even if it's your cereal milk, you don't want it.
Yeah, just regular cereal milk will almost get me there.
But then the idea of like day two.
Mixing it.
So we want to know how cheap you are. Rob?
Yay.
Cheapskate, what do you got?
I don't know about your grandma's, but mine would take her half-used Kleenex, wad them up, and stuff them into the sleeves of her sweater to save for later.
Oh my God, I can't believe you're saying this because my mom just started doing this.
Is that only a grandma thing? Because I feel like...
I had never heard of it before.
If I have a runny nose, I have used tissues in my pocket, and I will reuse them.
That's so... But we take my mom out to like lunch every Saturday, mm-hmm. like in Longmont or whatever. And like we're sitting at the pump house and it's like a magic trick. All of a sudden she's got a Kleenex and I'm like, where the hell did that come from? And then she's like, whoop, it's gone. I'm like,
do you want one?
And it's like, she can't do the nothing up my sleeve because it's her Kleenexes.
Wow.
She has Kleenexes. That is so vile. And like, yes, my mom does the same thing. Well, wow. Thank you for the call. Is this a common thing, Diana?
I don't know.
Yes.
Hello. You have somebody who's got the tissue weirdness too?
Yes, me.
You reuse them?
It's normal.
It's not normal. If you were going to reuse it, it would be a hanky. Yes, tissues are meant, like you blow into them and they start to disintegrate immediately. Mm-hmm.
Diana, how many grandchildren do you have?
None.
Oh. So you're a young woman who thinks you're 100? Why are you doing that?
Because if using the whole tissue, like the middle of the tissue for one nose blow is such a waste. Like there's so much of the edge tissue left.
But you're still going to get boogies on the outside of your nose.
You're not.
You are. You can't fold it enough.
I don't think you're blowing hard enough. You should be using more than
I'm going to say this. You're right. When I blow my nose, I've eradicated that tissue.
I mean, I need two or three just for the
Thank
one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think maybe you got allergies, but I'm telling you, I can use a tissue like
that
two
is
or
disgusting.
Three times,
Have
put
you...
it in my pocket, and save it for later.
Oh, God. Now
I'm right there with you.
But then you have boogie pocket.
You wash your clothes and it's fine.
Yeah, and sometimes I leave it on the counter and my boyfriend hates me for it.
I am floored that you have a boyfriend.
Okay.
He's 90.
Thank you, Diana. Jen?
Yay.
Can we get off of Kleenex? What's your cheapskate move?
I make my kids wash and reuse the disposable chopsticks.
What? The wood ones? You can't wash them. They get all warpy.
Oh, no.
They're free at when you go get food.
Okay, Kleenex girl. You don't get to talk.
And that's when we get new ones.
What's all in your sleeves?
Oh, my God.
I have seven kids.
How many?
Seven.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like a clown car when you pull up to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That's impressive. Thank you. I'm not going to be okay with the Kleenex thing. I doubt I'm ever making eye contact with Aaron again. Ellen?
Yai.
Yai. Cheapskate.
Yeah, we went on a trip to Florida to visit my grandmother. So my sister and I slept at my grandmother's house, and my parents rented a nearby motel room. They had asked for a single room, but they were booked into a room that had two double beds in it. And one night I decided I'd rather sleep at the motel with my parents than at my grandmother's. So my mother insisted that all three of us sleep in the same bed because they had not paid for the use of the other bed.
Yep.
It what? Had to be left.
It's in the room. It's in the room. I don't understand.
Are you being serious? She thought they were like weighing the bed at night?
Well, she figured the housekeeping person would come in the next morning and the sheets would be out.
Oh, my God, Ellen. That is psychotic.
Well, that's my mother.
Oh, my God. Thank you for the call. That got really mean. Courtney.
Hi.
Hi. Cheapskate, what do you got?
So my cheapskate story is I used to go out to the bars with zero money, and my friends would dare me to do stupid things for a dollar, and that was how I would drink, is just doing a ton of stupid dollar dares.
Dare you to get a job.
What? That is, you're a girl. You don't have to pay for drinks.
Yeah.
Just sleep with guys.
Okay, no.
I've never been a girl who gets drinks bought for her by guys.
Wow. Mm.
It's all the tissues in your sleeve, maybe.
Thank you, Courtney. Kelly?
Yay.
Cheapskate, what do you got?
Well, I worked at a recreation facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a guy that would come in, and he had loads of money, but he recycled the elastic off of underwear to wear as his sweatbands. and he left a Christmas letter, and we all read it, and he actually confessed to reusing his floss.
His what?
And mind you, this guy had money galore.
His floss?
Like dental floss?
His tooth floss, dental floss.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I guess that's why he had lots of money.
At the dentist, when they're flossing, he's like, I brought my own.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.